Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcast and the daily bread are always a blessing and very much needed. And thank you for all the good edifying and preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice, with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. May the Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Thank you, Lord. God is saving us. That means that He's doing a work in each of us with everything. And being spiritual is acknowledging that. Whatever happens, God's doing this to work out His will and good pleasure in you. Nothing by chance. Nothing that, it's what God is doing that we need. And God is so wise, He does it in a way that He does it with all of us at the same time. Which means that what you're dealing with, God's using it to deal with me. And what you hear, God's, that's like that. If you're selfish, or stupid, dumb, whatever you want to say, then all you look at is yourself. But if you keep in mind that God has begun a good work in us, here we are, He is working the good work. And everything that happens to you, put that in the note. Then that'll probably take away your complaint. So, Brother James gave me a line this morning. Y'all want to hear it? Y'all don't mind if I use y'all in my preaching, do you? That's a good line, ain't it, James? I think he got that from Timothy. Timothy said, "You don't mind if I use you in the preaching." Well, if I preach, I have to do it like that. Now, some say amen, but they won't receive it. Well, when I actually do it, they get upset or offended. Thank you, Lord. One time, the disciples said, "You know that word that you said, it offended them Pharisees." Well, what about the word I preach? Does it offend you? Now, don't be a hypocrite. Thank you, Lord. One thing that this does for me, it helps me to be honest and open, naked, vulnerable. So what that means is that I'm in a submitted position. Now, you all don't all receive it like that. That's why you rail on me and get angry. See, I'm in a submitted position. To do this, I have to crucify my flesh. I have to mortify my members. I have to say, "Yes, Lord." Now, if you think it's some other way, then you're not as spiritual as you think. See? And you're lying on God. I said that He sent me. A man after His own heart. I'll defeat you with knowledge and understanding. Now, I didn't say that. I believe that. Now, you can believe that or not believe it. But the way I talk is going to be, with the flavor that I believe it. I'm not going to talk like I don't believe that. So I'm believing that what I say is not against you. No matter what you say. The truth is not against. No, and you can do nothing against the truth. I would say the truth is probably the most rejected thing. Absolutely. Brother Starr talked about being the most hated preacher. Well, if you preach the truth, you speak the truth, then what comes with that is hatred, rejection. Because what the truth does, it paints the true picture. And when we have a different picture, then, of course, we reject the truth. Oh, I'm not like that, Pastor. I'm not rebellious. Well, the truth tells the true picture. See? I'm not seeking my own. The truth tells the true picture. I obey my husband. The truth tells the true picture. Now, y'all aren't going to get offended with the truth, are you?
Amen.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, if we don't get help from God, we will. To our own detriment. To our own detriment. Yeah, when we reject the truth, it's to our own detriment. When we rest the scriptures, it's to our own destruction. See? When we refuse to preach word, it's to our own destruction. And we still do it?
Hallelujah.
And get angry at the preacher? That's foolish. That's crazy. Give me a break. That's crazy. That is crazy. So again, this gives me an opportunity to be open and honest. So when I talk like this and you call me a liar, you know I don't take that well. Well, I'm pouring out. And when you say that, you know, I'm doing differently, I don't take that well. I wonder why you even listen to me. See? This is where I stand. This is where I stand. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, it's not bothering me, man. What I'm doing is responding like I always do. You all don't understand that that's what preaching is. You think it's the little stuff you whisper in the dark or the little tail bearing that you do. This, what I'm doing, addresses what's going on among us. And some of us don't want it addressed. You see?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Well, we want them to talk about the ducks that's being stolen, not the chickens that we're stealing.
Amen.
But see, understand that no one have to direct the word of God. You just get that out of your head.
Amen.
Just understand
Amen.
That it's the word, the Spirit searching you.
Amen. That's right.
Exactly.
Amen. Thank God.
Now, I speak by the Spirit,
yes.
But I'm not doing it.
Amen.
You can blame me, but the Lord is doing it, and it's for your benefit.
Yes, right here. Amen.
Now, you can throw that away and look at me as a man and say, well, you know, Pastor Rice, he shouldn't talk like that about me. Well, I'm not going to talk like that about you. I'm going to speak the word of God. I will speak as the oracles of God. Now, I have faith for this. I'm not sufficient of myself to think of myself as anything. But my sufficiency is of God. And I'm going to stand on that. Well, which means that if you catch me and say, well, Pastor Rice, you didn't preach it right, I'm not going to receive it. If you determine that, then leave.
Amen.
Don't stand here and listen to me preach and then say I didn't preach it right.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we're helpers one of another.
Yes.
Friends, huh?
Yes.
All right. That's how I believe it. If we're God's friends, then we're each other's friends.
Amen.
Friends of one another.
Amen.
Which means that we are in the fellowship.
Amen.
It's the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, God has called us
Amen.
Into the fellowship of Jesus.
Yeah,
it's the fellowship of his Son,
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
We can agree with that or not agree
Amen.
With that. What we should do is agree with that. Fellowship means mutual.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Those of like precious faith. Like precious faith.
Amen.
like precious faith. Same affliction. Common salvation. So, but when the enemy starts to work with us, he'll move us off of that. The preacher don't understand. I can't talk to Charlene about it either. Can't talk to Sherry about it either. Because they don't understand either. Just me and me and somebody understand. But I can't. Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm clearing myself.
Yes,
I have opportunity to do this.
Amen.
All the time, which I appreciate.
Amen.
I'm grateful to be in the Lord's service.
Amen.
But understand, that doesn't mean that I do what I want to do.
Amen.
Some people believe that.
Amen.
That's so crazy.
True.
That's so crazy.
Hallelujah.
A servant of the Lord means that I submit to Him.
Amen.
I have grace for this.
Yes.
It's not something I do of my own flesh or my own, but I have grace for it.
Amen.
What you should do is recognize this grace.
Amen.
And then you would be at peace. Yeah, I mean, if you receive it, you'll have to have grace to receive it. God tells us what He does, how He does it, and we say, no, God. Is that right? Let me find one. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. I'm not defending me. I stand in defense of the gospel.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And no matter, you know, what interactions we have, what we go through, what I want to leave with is the faith of God.
Amen.
Not with my image.
Hallelujah.
Not with my good looks.
Amen.
When we're done, I want it to be said that I still have faith in God.
Amen.
We're not all of that flavor. No, no, no.
Amen.
We ought to be, though.
Hallelujah.
I'm not after making you think of what I want you to think of me. No.
Amen.
I'm fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen.
And as long as you know that, then you can, you know, work with me and be at peace with me. It's the way that God said it is,
amen.
Not how we propose it to be.
Amen.
God gave me authority to preach.
Amen.
For your edification.
Yes.
That's how God said it.
Yes.
Now you can turn it around any way you want to.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to hold what God said.
Yes.
I have authority not for your destruction, for your edification. If y'all don't believe it that way, then why are you here? That's double-minded. Unstable. Where's Gino?
Thank you,
I'm going to find it. Know them that labor among you. Well, we should know each other. Absolutely. We shouldn't just receive accusations.
Right.
We certainly shouldn't make them.
Amen.
We shouldn't make them.
Amen.
Now, of course, if we make accusation, then somehow the Spirit will reprove us. If we belong to God. We do belong to God. So, you know, when we do that stuff, He reproves us. He's faithful. Of course, you could say, well, how is He going to reprove me? Any way He wants to. He's God. He might use James to do it. Since you're spiritual, I'm sure you'll receive it. See? Y'all never been reproved by James? Sure. Praise the Lord. We reprove one by another.
Hallelujah.
That's why we're here together. Hallelujah. You have to encourage one another. Thank you, Lord. So anytime we do right, which is what we endeavor to do, are we following after righteousness? Don't. Let's hold to that, okay? Don't let your emotions move your way. Don't listen to the seducing spirits. Don't do that. Speak thou that with the things that become sound doctrine. Let every man speak truth to his neighbor. We shouldn't get angry when God reproves us. Ooh, that's not receiving. That's not receiving. No, it's not. We shouldn't get angry when we're instructed. That's not receiving. No. So we should know one another. We should know things of the Spirit, judge things of the Spirit. But we shouldn't know people after the flesh. That will prevent us from knowing them as that we should. Now, I believe you all to be saints of God. I don't determine that by knowing you after the flesh. There's no way to do it. If I tried to determine that by the flesh, I would come up with a negative. See? So by the Spirit, I discern. Huh? We're born of the Spirit of God. And of course, that is not our doing. It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in us. There's a righteous response for the marvelous things that God does. Yes. Hallelujah. Well, you often talk this way. I do. Every day. It must mean that, must have some validity then. That's how God's word is. It's the same every day. It's the same every day. Hallelujah. But it's God that worketh in you. It's God that worketh in us. This is what we need to acknowledge. The working of God in each. Not the other stuff. That doesn't make for peace. It does not make for peace. When we look at our brother, we need to look for Christ. Huh? And as we do that, we won't have an occasion to accuse them. Huh? Now, I talk like this all the time. Why don't you just believe what I say? I mean, have I given you occasion not to believe? You find occasion, though. We preach the word of God, not only for you, for me. If you weren't here, this would still be in my heart. Absolutely. Because God put it in my heart. Because he's saving me. So I speak not only for your benefit, but for my benefit. I mean, it's good food. Not moonshine whiskey. Manna from heaven. So I'm looking for my scripture. I'm going to get to it. But it talks about feed the flock. You find Jesus telling Peter in John 21, feed my sheep, feed my lamb. Thank you, Lord. He said to the elders, feed the flock of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. See? Now, I endeavor to do that. So, feed is spiritual. So that mean that you must mix faith with what I say. Mix faith with what I, in other words, believe what I say. Concerning me, concerning you. I'm fighting the good fight of faith. You know, they talk about a man having his day in court. That's what I get right now. See, whatever happens, I get this, my day in court. And when you get your day in court, you get to answer for yourself.
Amen.
See? So Paul said, I think myself happy. I've got as many accusations. They say all stuff about me, call me a pestilent fellow. They call me a troublemaker. He said, but I thank you, O King. I'm able to answer for myself. This is what God gives me every day. All the accusations, you know, they come from the adversary. Don't let him use you. He is the accuser of the brother. Now, Jesus tell you why he came down? Don't call him a liar. Come on. So I got up out of my chair yesterday and I headed for the tabernacle. It's always a press. There's this opposition. My God, you're so tired. And I am tired. End of the day, I'm always tired. Yeah, I could sleep right through prayer. Absolutely. Absolutely. That time of day, I'm ready to go to sleep. So I have to fight through that. And the Spirit trying to keep me from going and trying to keep me from praying when I get there. I have to work through that every day. So as I work through that, you know, I get moving. Yeah, when I'm headed toward the tabernacle, I'm doing a good fight. I'm sitting around waiting sometimes that don't work so good. So at least I get up and start moving toward the tabernacle, like I did yesterday. Now, I'm under oath here. See, got my day in court. See? Now, it's like that every day. But I speak and some just call me a flat-out liar. I got up, I headed to the tabernacle. I took the same route that I always take. See? Under oath. He always does. This is the truth. Absolutely.
Amen. Truth, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I went the same way that I always go. The only deviation I made was at the end. That's when I cut across the grass in front of Larry's house. Sometimes I do it that way, but not always. Yesterday, I walked all the way down the path. And I get to the corner of Larry's house, and I took a diagonal. Other than that, same way I always go. See? Well, how would you receive somebody saying it different? I wouldn't receive it very well. Why? Because it's the work of the adversary. It's something you have to climb up the tree to do. See what I mean? You have to make effort to do that.
Amen.
And you could just make effort not to do it. What occasion do you have to do that? Yeah, brother. Yeah, yeah. But you ought to know me. You ought to know your neighbor, but especially know them that labor among you. But you're determined to make me into your image. Y'all listen to me. I am who I am by the grace of God. You're not going to conform me to your image. I'm not going to be who you think I am. No, I'm not. I'm honest. I'm straightforward. Absolutely. If you ask me something, I'll tell you. Why would you want to take that away from me? You can't do it. All right. I'm going to testify in light of what Pastor Rice is speaking on right now. Something, as he just said, we all suffer. We're here together. And so we all suffer the same things. And how important it is for us to learn to not look at each other after the flesh and not be so determined to see each other in the flesh. Because there's a determination with that.
Amen, brother.
If you're determined to see the flesh in somebody, that's exactly what you're going to see. Even if it's not true, that's what you're going to see. I had somebody come to me yesterday, and this is just, I'm not going to mention any names, and I'm going to deal with it openly right now, hoping that a word to the wise will be sufficient, because if I have to deal with it one-on-one, I absolutely will. So, but I had a person ask, just an example of what he's talking about, and how somebody can be so determined to see you in the flesh that they will accuse you of anything. And it can be so stupid. I had somebody come to me yesterday after I prayed, of course. And normally after I pray, I'll usually get something like this from somewhere. They actually come to me yesterday and say, and I walked up to the person in love deliberately to give them a hug, to deliberately to show them love, right? The person looked at me and stared at me. And all of a sudden that person goes, "Why is your beard brown?" I said, "What the hell? Why is your beard brown?" And I thought to myself for a second, "Lord, do I let him have it now? Is now the time?" And I say, but no. I said, "Well, I rinse my mouth every day with hydrogen peroxide. I do that. I've been doing that for years. Hydrogen peroxide turns your hair." "Well, did you know it's hydrogen peroxide turns your hair that color?" Now, first of all, what the hell is that to you anyway? Of all the things you got to be concerned about, you worrying about the color of my goatee and me rinsing my mouth out with hydrogen peroxide? That's what's on your mind? So, amen. And that's what I try to tell a person. That's good for your gums and your teeth. They go, "You know what? I got something I got to tell you, but I ain't going to tell you right now." I said, "Okay, whatever." But that's just, now the insinuation was, and see, this person think I'm stupid or something, I don't know. But I knew what the insinuation was. I'm not a fool. Okay, you are convinced in your mind that Edward is a fornicator and he will always be a fornicator. So anything I do now, I'm doing it for the purpose of fornication. You think I don't know what you're saying? So I'm deliberately dyeing my hair under my lip. Oh, that's going to get me some women, huh? Well, I ain't never seen that one work. I done tried a lot of things. I ain't never seen that one work, okay? So I'm like, wow, this is amazing to me. First of all, it ain't none of your damn business. But second of all, why would you... Is that all you think about when you see me or when you talk to me? You don't see the work of God in me?
Hallelujah.
Especially you who knew me from the past.
Praise the Lord.
You see, yeah, okay, you may have seen me commit some sins or heard and think you know. But I mean, you don't see anything that God's done in me. The only thing you see is my goatee is brown. So that means I'm up to no good?
Yep, Lord.
And you spiritual, huh? So God has made you my personal thorn, I guess, huh? You're my personal prophet. That you're going to come to me and tell me every little thing that I do wrong, and you're going to tell me why I'm doing it.
You're going to give me, you're going to tell me what's wrong and why I'm doing it. I was absolutely fat. You know what? All I could do is just laugh. All I could do is just laugh. And I walked away and I said, you know what, Yoko? I said, I'm not offended because it's been given, God has given me a messenger of Satan to buffet me. And I thank him because I put God in the knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Because I don't want to be puffed up. So if after I pray, somebody got to come up to me and say, your beard shouldn't be that color. Okay, great. Wonderful. If that's going to help me to humble myself, whatever it takes. I'm like Pastor Rice. I just want to have faith when this is all done. I just want to be in the faith. But that is just a small example of exactly what Pastor Rice is talking about. Once we get that in our craw, that somebody's flesh is that's it. They can't do right. They ain't going to do right. What I see is true. I don't care what God says. I don't care what the evidence of the Holy Ghost shows. What I see is what's true. Once that's in their mind, and that person is looking to conform you to their image.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So my word to you, dear one, is save your time and your breath. Because I'm never going to be conformed to your image. I'm never even going to try to be conformed to your image. And I'll remind you of something that the prophet of God told you and me. Who would you rather be? The accuser or the accused? See? So I'd rather be the accused. So thank you. And this is just to reiterate what Pastor Rice is preaching right now. And this is how that works. And it'll keep you from fellowship with that brother or that sister. And it's all because of what's in your own mind. It has nothing to do with the truth, nothing to do with the facts, nothing to do with the word of God. It's all coming from your own imagination. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Lord, what a confirmation. So you see that God is dealing with us all because of what's going on among us. See what I mean? God's not foolish. Hallelujah. He didn't set all of this up just so we could hit you with the stick, talk bad about you. This is not God's purpose here. No. Hallelujah. No, he intends to conform you to his image. Not Edward's image. His image. And this is God's purpose for all of us. It's written in the book. Yeah, he predestinated us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who went about doing good. He did the will of the Father. He said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. And whoever does the will of my Father in heaven, that's my brother. That's my mother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. So you see, that's a spirit. Y'all understand that's a spirit. Sure. What we should be concerned about the spiritual thing. Really? Praise the Lord. Again, that's perception. Absolutely. Yeah, they don't have a place to do that. No. I look at Edward every day. I speak the truth every day. Huh? For reproof, correction, instruction. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. God sent me here to do it. I know what goes with it. I understand that's for my perfection. Yeah, no one's done me wrong. Understand. But I'm still going to tell you about your wrong. Because that's what God sent me to do. Huh? And you are a pawn being used. Absolutely. Why don't you just submit to God? Let him use you. Edward sure must pray good. He gets response. That's how you know it's from God. Get response. I get response from my preaching. Praise the Lord. Because that's what the preaching does. But we all think it's some game, huh? Yeah. Really? Holy Ghost knows all about our secrets. And God puts the preacher up, search out your secrets. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know your secret. I don't want to know. Holy Ghost knows. I had no idea what had happened to Brother Edward. I just knew about the Spirit work. See what I mean? I'm sure that's not the only incident. Oh, no. See how the Holy Ghost, how God does. If you would understand that, say this is God saving us, this is God protecting us, then we wouldn't have a problem. Except we're holding on to what God wants us to give up. Then we have struggle. Then we have struggle. Huh? Charlene, you got your little hand up. Praise the Lord. We're going to put you on record. You're under oath.
Oh, okay. Well, I've lived here for 20 years, and I've known Brother Edward for 20 years, and I've watched the Lord do a marvelous work.
We have.
That's it.
Amen. We all have. We're all witnesses. Hallelujah. I know he's not conformed to our image. Thank God. And that's the problem some have. Y'all understand what we're saying? We have this image of the other person. And this is what we think they should conform to. No. 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 And we have that about situations too. That's why it's hard for us to get along. We got a project over here. So we got this little deal in our mind. Well, it's going to go like this. And brother, that's what drives us. We don't care what God does. Absolutely not. Well, we don't care whether it make for peace or not. I got this little vision in my head. We got to conform it like this. Thank you, Lord. Where's Gino? Oh, there's Gino. Brother, you were supposed to get something for Brother Driver the other day. Did you get it? Did he get it? Good. That's what I want to hear, brother. You see, that's called follow-up. Praise the Lord. I've also found this thing. It may be Brother Driver's. I don't know. I don't even. Does this belong to anybody? You? What are you doing? Here, brother. Hanging on the line down at the Tabernacle Wash House. Been there for days. Hallelujah. See how we get it in the right place? Praise the Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Yeah, if you think that, you know, Pastor Rice has a plan and his preaching is devised by man, well, yeah, that's problematic. Where does that leave God? See? Hallelujah. Of myself, I know nothing at all. I'm happy with that. That makes me a ready recipient for the things of God. Most people don't get there. They trust in themselves more than they trust in God. That's why they can't trust the man of God. Or they trust in themselves. They won't trust him. They'll find some reason not to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So whatever you would that men should do unto you. Good. Edie been reading her Bible. That's what they taught me in grade school. Really? They called it golden rule. Yeah, they did teach me that. Praise the Lord. I thought it was pretty good. Didn't always do it, but I said, yeah, pretty good. But this is what God says. Whatsoever you would that men would do unto you, do also unto them.
Absolutely.
Now, here's what I would that men would do unto me. Not look at everything that I do and put it in a negative context. Yeah, that's what I would like. So I don't do that toward you. See? See? This is what I would like. If you see me doing something, don't automatically put it in a negative context. And swear on a stack of Bibles is true. See? So that's how I do y'all.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
I'm not getting good looks.
I know.
Huh? It is sad. Y'all can't rejoice in what I'm saying? That's not a good rule. Very good rule then. So again, if you don't want everybody to look at you and put everything you do in a negative connotation, then don't do it. See? I always tell you, do it the other way. Don't be so quick to put it in the negative. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Don't I always say that? That's because that's how I want you to do me. So that's how I do you. Isn't that fair enough? Now you doing it, it's not going to hurt me. This is harmful to you. I'm considering you when I say this. Huh? You putting a bad connotation to whatever, that doesn't affect me. No, it does not. But it tells you it comes from a bad heart. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. That's not how you do your children, is it? I'm in trouble now.
Hallelujah.
We should just be honest with ourselves. Even now, why am I listening? What am I listening for? Am I endeavoring to hear what the Spirit says? Do I really receive this as coming from God? Or am I sifting it to see?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. If we think it's a good rule, which it is, then let's go by. I mean, come on. Well, don't put negative connotation to what you see. That's evil surmising. Yes, it is. Brother Owens confirming that. And he said, absolutely. That's absolutely. But we know them better than God. I know Tim. He's up to no good. Well, without the grace of God, absolutely. That concerns us all.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
That's what we're made of.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But the good man is in us. I maintain it. Else I couldn't reach you any other way. How could I relate to you if it wasn't something in you? Come on. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So I hear the man of God saying this morning, the word of God challenges intellect and sophistication. Right off the bat, I heard him say that. It challenges intellect, huh? And sophistication. And the next thing he said is the word of God is simple and direct. I said, yeah, sure. Why should we have any trouble with it? Huh? We move away from the simplicity and we complicate it. Then it has no meaning, no life.
Amen.
The word of God is simple and direct. Love the Lord thy God, all your heart, all your soul, all your might, your neighbor as yourself. So again, if you want your neighbor to interpret everything you do as evil, then do it to your neighbor. But, of course, that's not what we want. So don't do it. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm provoked. He went on to say, the word of God that I speak will give you faith. Amen. Well, faith comes by hearing. Amen. Of course, you have to have faith to get faith.
Amen. Amen.
And if we mix the word preach with faith, yes, we get faith.
Amen. That's right.
And we go from faith to faith.
Yes.
And eventually we'll get to the end of it.
Right. Yeah, Lord.
Huh? And we'll be saved. We're saved now, but by faith. As long as we have faith. So we don't want to depart from that. Huh? We just hang on to it, and we'll be what God wants us to be. There's many things against it. That's what the adversary wants. Hallelujah. So he does things that move you away from it. Subtle things. Absolutely. Faith come by hearing.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
So if we're going to fight the good fight of faith,
yes,
we should just receive the preaching.
Amen.
Or we could find trouble with the, you know. What would you rather do? Receive faith? Or would you rather find fault in the preacher? Huh? So that you won't. Really? Now I'm going to hold y'all to this. This is what I do. Now you can play games if you want, but I'm going to hold you to it. Absolutely. Absolutely. That means you have to apply yourself. You can't, in the carnal, you can't even get started.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Just honestly ask yourself, why am I listening today?
Amen.
See, just ask yourself.
Amen.
Don't blame it on the preacher.
Amen.
You say, self,
self,
what do you expect to obtain from
life,
listening?
Life.
See, ask yourself.
Yes.
Don't blame it on the preacher.
Amen.
Say, here I am.
Amen.
What do I hope to accomplish here?
Hallelujah.
What's my purpose?
Ooh.
What's my intent?
Yes, I believe, Lord.
Amen.
Is it commensurate with God's intent? Are we asking ourselves?
Yes. Hallelujah.
We want to know the truth, don't we?
Yes, absolutely.
It will make us free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the preached word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We think faith comes by reading the scriptures. No, it doesn't. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. That's why we have ears to hear. It's written so I speak. I mean, you got your Bibles. Y'all know whether or not I'm telling the truth. But when I tell the truth, make sure you acknowledge that the truth. Come on, don't lie. I mean, you got your Bible, the Holy Spirit, faith in God. Then you bear witness to the truth. Hallelujah. That's our part.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
The elders which are among you, I exhort.
Yes, Lord.
Who am also an elder.
Amen.
And a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
Amen.
Also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Amen.
Feed the flock which is among you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That says taking the oversight. Well, to me, that means taking the oversight. So, Terry, how would you have me preach to you today? Huh? How can I preach to you today, Terry, so that it won't offend you? It says take the oversight. Paul said he's made us able ministers. So, I believe it like that. I believe that God called me to be a minister, then he's also enabled me. And you want me to keep believing that I'm not able? Huh? You want me to depart from the faith?
No.
If he called me, then he made me an able minister. Are you an able minister? Well, so am I.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He said he had made us able ministers. And the commandment is, if any man preach, speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. And if he minister as God, give the ability. This means, again, I'm in a position of submission, self-crucifixion. You all don't see it that way. You think I'm puffed up and I'm out to get you. See? Now, that's the adversary. Understand that. Jesus said, I came that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. Hallelujah. I came not to condemn. No. I came to call the sinners to repentance. See? And the spirit is so subtle and it's so persistent that we're constantly trying to justify ourselves. That's what it is. That's where we find some reason, some excuse not to receive the truth as the truth. See what I'm saying? What we're, that's self-justification. It won't work. By the works of the law is no man justified. This is stealing from God. He's the justifier. He's the sanctifier. See? Now, yeah, when we agree with the truth, this is, that's how we walk. Not just to say amen and do everything contrary. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You angry with me, Brother Tim? You don't mind if I use you in the preaching, do you?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I thought that was a good line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we get used in the preaching.
Amen.
We're examples.
Yes, absolutely.
But really, saints, the commandment to the elders is take the oversight. Really? And elders, I mean, it says take the oversight. It talks about the chief shepherd. So you all just follow along with me. If there's a chief shepherd, are there other shepherds? How should we deal with the other shepherds? Because remember, when it talks about the chief shepherd, it's giving instruction to the other shepherd. Now, should we believe the chief shepherd or should we believe you? These are instructions from the chief shepherd. We should all agree with that since we follow the good shepherd. See what I mean? Don't be deceived now. I heard Wayne say, Brother Simon, he said, yeah, we got to have shepherds. Got to be a shepherd. The Bible says it. Yeah. You read Ezekiel 34. Read Jeremiah 23. Read John chapter 10. Read John 21. Read Psalm 23. See? That means you don't chart your own course. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'll just read it. Feed the flock of God which is among you. Take the oversight. This is commandment. Hallelujah. Thereof, not by constraint. That means not with limitations, not with inhibitions, but with freedom and liberty. See? Not for gain. Not for filthy lucre. But of a ready mind. These are the instructions. Should I not follow these? Should not you be in agreement with me as I follow them? Well, I'm going to hold you to it. And I keep saying that because that's what I do. When you do contrary, I let you know that that's contrary. That's God's will. Huh? That's why we're, not because we will. Not by the will of flesh. Not by the will of man. Huh? By the will of God. So he's just working his work to perform his will and good pleasure. Well, can we submit to that, agree to that? You sure, Tim? All right, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Neither is being lords over God's heritage. We're God's heritage. But being examples to the flock. See? Being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear. So you see, he's talking to the shepherds that are in place until he comes. You see the instruction? Not only is the instruction for the shepherds, it's the instruction for you. You going to receive it like that? You aren't going to instruct me in everything I do, are you? Huh? Well, if you do, you don't mind me telling you, do you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. So this is God's purpose, his intent. He knows all about me. And he loves you. Okay? Now, put those together. So I'm not here to work against you. I'm here to work with you and for you. I don't preach myself, but Jesus Christ and be his servant for your sake. Do I preach it good? Yeah. I preach Jesus Christ and me his servant for your sake. So that's how I expect you to receive me. Now, if you want to be obedient, just do what you're told. Where's Dorothy? In the kitchen. Imagine that. Boy, we're something, aren't we? Ain't we something? My God. Mm-mm. Have mercy, Lord. If you want to be obedient, not have a form. I was going to ask Dorothy to give me the word for this definition, but she won't come in here. Here's the definition. You tell me the word. Pretense, absurd pretense, intended to create a pleasant or respectable appearance. Close. Charade. Facade will work too. Y'all want an example? Do y'all want me to preach sitting down?
No.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe that's not a good example. But I could cut to the chase and say it like this. If we're always asking, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to do that? Usually, we're seeking our own. I give instructions for everybody on what to do. What you're doing, do you want me to do this? That's saying, this obedient that I want to do, you take it. That's how I receive it. If you want to be obedient, damn it, just hear what I say and do it. Well, you shouldn't get angry if I ask you. I'm angry because it's a damn charade. I know it by the Holy Ghost. I say enough so that you know what you ought to do. Well, they're all going in the kitchen, man. Praise the Lord, saint. I guess I said something wrong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. They got plenty of chairs.
Oh, then there's nothing. They ain't hurt, man. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Everybody understand that?
Yes.
I'm telling the truth.
Yes,
you are.
Amen.
Amen. God, do you want me to sing a song for you this morning? You know, we ask that. Do you want me to do a little tap dance for you this morning? Just love Christian.
Amen.
See? Obey them that have the rule over you. See? See what I'm saying? And because I tell the truth, you see what happens when folk don't want to receive the truth? They run away. Huh? But they can't run. Hallelujah.
Wait, we're gonna wait, brother.
Amen, brother. We're called to this. I said it right. God has told us what He would have us to do, so that we don't have to ask Him a lot of questions.
Amen.
If we ask, we have to ask in the context of specifics, because we know generally. I love Him, love our neighbor.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
What I know, God has given me. Of myself, I know nothing. I know nothing at all. And I find this to be a very good place to be. It enables me to receive from God. Once I get James out of the way, the door is open. It'll work for Terry, too. It'll work for Kirk. Once we get whoever we are out of the way, then we can receive from God. Well, he'll show us the true picture. See? Absolutely. But understand it for all of us. Well, once we're in the way, we don't get the true picture. No, we don't. And then we're not free.
Amen. Amen.
Whew. I'm compelled to show up every day. I'm not complaining.
Hallelujah.
You know.
That's right. The Lord is God.
I'm constrained by His love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, the things that you do, is that how... is it okay if everybody else does it? Just ask yourself. You know. When things don't go your way, you run off. Well, is that how you want me to do it? I'm not going to do it, but it's okay for you, isn't it? Huh? I'm preaching good. I'm preaching good. God, I'm going to get me a little bungalow over here. So when I have trouble with you, I'm going to go live in it. I'm preaching good. I'm preaching good. I ain't going to take it back either. This sets me free. Hey, go and get me a little bungalow over here, God. When I get fed up with you, I'm going to go over there. See, I'm a good preacher, brother. That's because I get James out of the way. And if you would receive it, it would do you good. If you don't receive it, it's just going to dig you in deeper and deeper. Pull you farther away. Now, honestly, we wouldn't like that. We talk to our children, we instruct them, they run off. We wouldn't like that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We want some kind of respect, some kind of yielding, some kind of submission. Would we? Of course, I wasn't allowed to do that. No. Well, whatever John Rice put out, I took it. I had no option. No good option. So I didn't learn that.
Thank you, Lord.
Because that's when God is doing the best work. When you stay and look and take it. When you run off, then you're running from the work. Absolutely. Now, if you don't want to hear me preach, get up and get out. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you have to stay in your chastisement. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Then we receive it as chastisement. When we run off, it says it's not right. It's not just. You're not doing right by me. That's what it means. Everybody understand that? Now, how should I take that? I'm just being honest. If every time I cross you, upset you, you run off, what can I do? Or maybe you're trying to get me trained, huh? I see. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. Well, what would you do, Pastor? I would repent.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I'd take the bridge and I'd burn it. That's what Pastor Brother Stair would say when you come here. He'd say, yeah, burn all them bridges.
Amen.
You know, when you come to Christ, you don't plan to go back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I don't have the privilege, and I'm glad about it. No. Praise God. Whatever happens here, I don't have the privilege to run off. I have to stay and take it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, it's lawful or something good working when you ask, when you hadn't been directed. But if I say, go to Bamberg, and you say, do you want me to go to Walterboro? Then come on here. Come on here. What that means is, I'm going to Walterboro. Okay? You take it. Well, that when you ask me a question when I've already told you something, that's you asserting your own way. You call it submission. I call it rebellion. What do you call it, Larry? See? That's what I'm honest before you. If you think I don't believe what I'm saying, try me. Try me.
Amen.
Truth, Lord. What God wants is for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy, acceptable. This is the least we can do. Praise the Lord. So you mean you're going to pick and choose? What you don't want to do, you don't do. And then you say, do you want me to do this? How should I receive that? Huh? I see. Well, we got some holding out this morning.
We're all in God's hands.
Angela, you got an answer. What should I do with that?
We're all in God's hands.
Huh? You know, praise the Lord. I tell you what to do and you won't do it. And then you ask me, should I do this? How should I receive this? As submission?
No.
Somebody really wanting to do what I want them to do? It's rebellion, huh? It sure is.
Huh?
Anybody see it differently? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Don't be a hypocrite now. Or what's the right response? Repent. And cry to God till you find a place. Don't keep trying to make a liar out of me. God's not fooled. You want me to go on mission over in Africa, God? I see. You want me to go stand by the abortion clinic? Hey, God. He wants us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Right in the corner where you are. Now, whatever God wants us to do, we can do it here. Perfectly. Yes. We have the opportunity, we have the authority, we have the privilege, we have the grace. We can wait patiently here. Absolutely. We can exhort one another. Even so much the more as we see the day approaching. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the word searches us out. And for me to preach it effectively, I have to preach to myself. Some don't believe it like that. They believe he's preaching, but he's trying to make me look bad. He's trying to dishonor me. That's not the case. I preach the same message to me that I preach to you. That's holding the truth of God in righteousness. Make sure you do the same. When you talk about what's right, make sure you hold that truth in righteousness. See what I'm saying? You want to talk about what I want you to do? Make sure you do that in righteousness. See? Don't do some things that you want to do and then come and ask me about the other things. You know what that tells me? You're a damn hypocrite. You're all about doing what you want to do. When you run off, ask me if I want you to do that. I preach too plain. That's crazy. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Ask me that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Well, what I got here is an account of this woman that Shiva, I guess, is how I say it, S-H-I-V-A, a Hindu priestess in Nepal, turned to the church for help. She committed to following Christ, even at the cost of losing her community and her reputation. Huh? She was a very devout Shiva follower. When I got into the temple, I spent hours and hours in meditation. She even began to resemble the images of her God. Her hair matted into snake-like dreadlocks, while she piled onto the crown of her head, her body adorned with paint and sacred beads, seemingly in return for her devotion. And you gained the ability to tell fortunes and heal people, skills which earned her a good income and reputation. Okay. A problem arose, though, because of the one part of the material world, and you could not renounce. Her infant daughter, Monica, when Monica became gravely ill, nothing Anu or the other sadhus, seers and priests, did brought healing. And you and husband Prakash took Monica to different hospitals and doctors. Still nothing relieved the painful boils and nodules that were taken over the three-year-old's body. People considered me a healer, but I couldn't even heal my own daughter. That was a terrible thing for me. That is what led me to go to church. And you didn't come to the church out of any interest in Jesus Christ. She had just heard around town that the church people could be freed of evil spirits. For I knew this was a last resort. Monica could not eat. She was becoming so frail and weak that Anu could not even risk carrying her in a sling on her back, but instead had to carefully carry the limp child in her arms. Just stepping into the church, Anu felt something different than her experience in Shiva's temple, a sense of hope. When she was greeted, she expressed her nagging fear that the unknown God of this church would not help her and conveyed the pressing need for her daughter's healing. The Christians there gladly prayed for Monica and Anu. When they had finished, Anu recalled the nodules and boils had disappeared from Monica's body. Anu felt certain that the God of this church was the real God.
Hallelujah.
Have we come to that determination? When Prakash, which is the husband, met and you and Monica on their way home, and you told him, I was going to go to this church. I'm going to go to this church now. The husband said, I will also come. In Anu's mind, this is a part of our circle. Following the Christian God was a simple choice. He showed himself to be the true God, so she owed him her devotion.
Amen. That's the truth.
That's the truth.
That is the truth.
And we like to move away from
thank
that.
Lord, not moving away.
We owe him our devotion.
Thank you, Jesus.
His blessings
Amen.
He freely gives.
Amen.
I owe my life to him. My life no longer is my own.
Amen.
Jesus lives in me,
yes, Lord.
The hope of glory. Her family, however, did not see the situation the same way. They said, well, it's not necessary for you to go to the church. Your daughter's already healed. Ah, we go there too, don't we? We go there too, don't we? The family appeal to Prakash to return to Hindu worship was even stronger. As the oldest son, he was responsible for conducting funeral rites to ensure his parents a favorable rebirth in the cycle of reincarnation. He wavered and gave in. And you considered whether her husband and extended family might be right. She said, in my mind, I was struggling. After my daughter got healed, shall I not follow? I said, no, I will follow. And I had joy in my heart.
Hallelujah.
I thought, if I found peace in Jesus, then I'm ready to leave all my family. No problem. Therefore, I left everything behind and decided to follow Jesus. Now, see, you see the two truths here. Huh? Once you find him to be the true God, you devote your life to him. And then, since he puts joy in your heart, then you forsake all to follow him. So I think this is a true experience. It mirrors mine. See? I have no problem with it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. When Anu's parents and siblings saw that they could not convince her, they kicked her out of the family home. The pastor of the church where she learned about salvation in Jesus Christ gave her a place to stay at the church. She lived there for a week praying and studying God's word. Her pastor also encouraged her to particularly pray for her husband. One day he will also come to believe Jesus, he said. She did so, even waking in the middle of the night to pray for his salvation. At the end of the first week, Prakash joined her at the church, ready to follow Christ too. They returned to live in the village about an hour from the church, but they still faced opposition.
Amen.
All right. Nepalese society is organized according to a Hindu caste system that is meant to represent the spiritual system of karma, or cause and effect that impact one state. Bunch of garbage. Hallelujah. Ain't but Jesus Christ is the true God. Huh? We know it to be so, huh? So we can devote our life to him. Since he's given us joy and peace, we can forsake all to follow him. Is that all right? Hallelujah. All right. Ain't God good? Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Paul said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Hallelujah. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Thank you, Lord. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves. Hallelujah. To think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath also made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Oh, yes. I have renounced all sinful pleasures. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between my soul and us. Lord of this world, delusive green. I have renounced all sinful pleasure. Keep the way clear. Let nothing between. Hallelujah. So, to do this, help me, Jesus. I need you, brother. I love you. Well, how do you receive that, brother? I'll tell you. Just like I need you. I believe that there's a work that God is performing in the body. Well, which is a necessity for every member. So I need you. Praise the Lord. That's how I receive it. You don't need me outside of the operation of the Spirit of God in me, because it would do you no good. People that tell me they need me, that's how I receive it. Really? I don't think that they're saying they need me after the flesh. I think they're saying that there's an operate. I mean, why? If he's going to send you a pastor, then that's to do, feed you with knowledge. Then my part, listen to it, my part is to submit to this operation of the Spirit. And that's what I do. You're not going to get angry with me because I submit to the operation of the Spirit so that I can be of help to you. See? Or we can be carnal about it. Now, I guess this dear saint is not carnal. She said, I need you, Pastor. Sister Diane Johnson said, the saints need you. Well, that don't puff me up. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. It shouldn't make trouble for you. Because whatever God is doing, and he is doing it, it requires the same on your part and my part. We must submit to the divine operation of the Spirit. And he'll work what he needs to work in me and work what he needs to work in you. Don't fight against that. Don't fight against that. Don't fight against that. Huh? And once you determine it's God, you don't want to fight against it. Right. You know. Give it a little space. All right? See if this thing is working in Pastor Rice is of God. See, if it's not, then you don't want to fight against it. See what I'm saying? Is that true? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, we can fight against God, but it's a losing battle. And we should thank him because he's given us the victory. When we are reluctant to receive the victory, then we fight against him. But we have the victory so that we can submit ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. We can obey them that have the rule over. Because he's given us the victory. Amen. We don't want to fight against that. Amen. That's fighting against the victory that he gave us. Amen. Huh? Amen. Submission and obedience is not against you. No. It's against the evil that works in you. Amen. It's against evil that works in me. So, you know, you receive it like this. That's right. He want me to submit to him. He don't submit to anybody. That's not right. See? That's how you see it. You know why? That's the song of the rebellious. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm full of surrender this morning. Huh? I'm available. I'm glad to be in the Lord's service. And I want to please him. Yeah, I want to do the things that's pleasing in his sight. Hallelujah. Now, when you throw away what I say, you're still going to be in your same situation. If you think it's all right for you to run off when you don't like what I say or like what I do, you're still going to be in your same situation. No matter what you say about me, will change that. What you'll have to do is receive the truth. Then you'll be set free. God will help you. God will help you. Come on, saints. That's not a good maneuver. No, that's not a good maneuver. Is that what you want of me? Then don't do it. Come on. As you would that men would do unto you, do you also unto them. Huh? See? Right, Brother Tim? I mean, come on. Is it against you to do that? As you would that men do unto you, you do unto them. Is that unrighteous? Is God requiring too much?
Never.
Is that unrighteous? Is God unrighteous? What would he require me to obey them that have the rule over me? Is that unrighteous? Now, we throw that away so easily. Absolutely. We deceive ourselves. Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I didn't write that in the book. It is in the book. And the Spirit bears witness to it. So there we go. You can find all you want to find out about me. It's still true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It's still true. Submission is just required. I understand that. I submit. I surrender. Absolutely. How about you, Brother David? We'll have to do it more perfectly. Amen. More perfectly, more perfectly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. It works the other way, too. Yeah, pull away from me, I'll pull away from you. See? No? Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Timothy, look like we moved you out again, brother. But you just hold what you got. I guess by the time you get ready to do it, you'll be ready to deliver it right with. Huh? I told Charlene, I said, well, we might have to get that cattle prod back again. She said, let me have it. I tell everything, don't I? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. All hearts and minds clear? Amen. Huh? All right. Brother David, would you pray for us? I mean, if you're willing.
Amen. Always. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you this day, Lord. And in the word opportunity, there is unity. So let us take that to heart, that we are unified by your Spirit and truth through the spoken word that is given to us faithfully every day, not for to puff up or anything like that, but just to edify and to rebuke and to shape us and mold us in your likeness, O God, not ours. O God, keep a filter on our eyes this day, O God, that we would look through the eyes of Jesus, that what would Jesus do? How would he have me to think? Where would he have me to go? Lord, we just come before you this day and thank you for all the many blessings you give us. And I ask a blessing upon those that have a need of healing touches this day, Lord, that you would touch them. Touch Mother Marilyn, Lord, heal her, bring her forth as gold, Lord. Touch Brother David as he endures this as well, Lord. We just thank you, give you all the praise and the glory, and thank you for having us in your house today and counting us worthy this day, even in our sin. We just bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. All right, all the hearts and minds clear. Bless the Lord. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.